passion for the planet, Sound Publishing.
The environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Some pregnant women have claimed to have telepathic conversations with their unborn babies. And for many, this provides evidence of the existence of crystal children. So what and who are these youngsters? Doreen Virtue is author of the book Crystal Children, a guide to the newest generation of psychic and sensitive children.
The crystal children are the newest generation of people on the Earth who are about ages 0 through about 5, but some of them go to about age 7, even up to age 10, but generally 0 to 5. These children are the most forgiving, happy, sensitive, psychic humans that we've known for generations. And I think one of the reasons they are is because of their remarkable parents. Their parents are the generation we call the light workers, who are also very sensitive people, who encourage their children's spiritual gifts instead of telling them, as in previous generations, that it's evil or crazy to talk to angels or to be a spiritual healer, as these children are.
And how are they different from the indigo children?
Well, the indigo children are their older brothers and sisters, about ages 7 through 25. The indigo children started coming in large groups in about 1975, and the crystal children came in about 1995 is when they started to come in. The biggest difference is that the indigo children have an anger edge to them. They're warriors, and that's part of their purpose. They're here to break down the old systems that are cancerous, that have no integrity anymore in government and the educational system and in churches. And the crystal children are much softer and sweeter because they don't have that job. Hopefully their older brothers and sisters, the indigos, will do their job if we don't put them all on Ritalin for acting out. You know, they're labeled as hyperactive, unfortunately, mislabeled in my opinion, and put on Ritalin, which puts them in a chemical straitjacket, which is why I'm so passionate about this topic. And if we can allow the indigo children to channel their activism, because they're natural activists, in ways that will actually be effective, then we will see a cessation of corruption in this world, and we will go into the new age of cooperation and integrity that Archangel Michael talks about. And then the crystal children are here to grow up in a safer, more peaceful world. That's where we're headed.
And how do you know whether you've got an indigo or a crystal child?
Oh, you know. The indigo children are very challenging to parent, and you get a lot of phone calls from school, from the teachers who are pulling their hair out because of your child. They have a hard time conforming to the current system, and the indigo children do not want to be lied to or patronized or talked down to. And if you do that to an indigo child, their bodies get activated and they start to walk around or move, which is actually a healthy thing to do when you're stressed. The older generations, 30, 40, 50, 60, and so on, have learned how to disconnect from their body feelings. And so when we get stressed, we'll just sit there and just take it, not say anything. That's not healthy. The newer kids, the indigos and the crystal children, when they get stressed, move around. Unfortunately, in schools, they call that hyperactivity.
So as a parent, then, if you have got one of these types of children, what should you do?
Well, the first thing to do, if you have an indigo child, is you can't lie to them or try and sugarcoat anything. You've got to really be honest with them without overburdening them with your own problems. It's kind of a balancing act. Second thing is you've got to absolutely help them to learn how to eat right. When they eat sugar or food coloring or any other junk food, their bodies are so sensitive that it contributes to their overactive, hyperactive behavior, and it prevents them from focusing and concentrating in school. We also need to teach indigo and crystal children that it's normal to see psychic visions and help them not lose their clairvoyance like so many kids in past generations did.
And how do you think the world can make the best opportunity of the fact these children are around at the moment?
We need to celebrate them and say that this is firm evidence that human race is evolving, much like we evolved from being hunched over ape-like beings years ago. The crystal children are very telepathic, intuitive, and psychic, and they don't use words. They use mind-to-mind communication and body language to communicate, which is more accurate, just like most of us today would rather use an email letter than write a regular letter, because it's more efficient to use email. Well, the crystal children have gone to the next level, which is mind-to-mind communication, which science has corroborated is real. No one disputes telepathy in science anymore. But what happens, this is the problem that we're having with crystal children that I want to make everyone aware of, is that because they don't start talking till about age 3 or 4, Some scientists are believing that crystal children are autistic. And the headlines in the newspapers are talking about this new epidemic of autism. But hey, I'm a former psychotherapist. I know exactly what the diagnosis for autism is. And it is a person who is disconnected from the world, who doesn't talk because he doesn't acknowledge other people are out there, right? These children are the opposite. They are so connected. They are very affectionate. They not only know you're there, they see through you. They see through us into our soul. But they just don't talk because they have a more efficient way. The parents all tell me they know what their crystal children are saying. They don't have a problem until the children get out in school. Then the parents have to teach the children that here on Earth, we use verbal communication instead of telepathy with your teachers and your peers.
That's Doreen Virtue. Her book, Crystal Children, is published by Hay House. And there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.